So this is Jack Vaughn for theserverside.net, part two of Patterns for Successful ASP.net Ajax Design with Brad Abrams again, Group Program Manager for the ASP.net team at Microsoft. Brad, thanks for being with us here.
Well, thank you.
And I just would like to build on what we had discussed, where we've talked about models for succeeding in ways of adapting the new technology Ajax in systems for business users. People may choose to just do a simple migration as possible to use the update panel capabilities to you know, improve the experience for users, but not start pulling out all the wires on the system, quote unquote. There's richer ways of doing that you've discussed, but what we're hoping to move to today was a discussion of client-centric models for Ajax as you're seeing them develop. So I'll ask you, what are the trade-offs between the client and server today with Ajax?
Yeah, it's interesting. The client-centric approach is really where, if you look kind of broadly at the 300 or so Ajax libraries that there are out there, it's the client-centric approach that many of them are taking. And so the ASP Ajax work is fairly unique in the sense that we are providing both the server-centric model we talked about last time and this client-centric model. As I was saying before, it's there's a lot you can do with the server-centric model. I think we can push the boundaries pretty far there. But where you start to run into needing to do more client-centric work is where you want to have more of the data and application logic running locally on the client. And you might need to do that for some network throughput kind of issues, or to offer even more responsiveness on the client. So if, for example, you wanted to write a word processor on the an Ajax app, that would be something that you would want a significant part of the state, the application state, to be on the client. You wouldn't want to be round tripping to the server with every single character that's typed.
Okay.
So you should think about the app scenarios. My read of it is that it's only the very differentiated apps that are going to need the pure client-side type of functionality. But that trend, I think that the trend over time, if you give it a long enough period of time, is definitely going towards the more client-centric. But what I think is very interesting about the client-centric apps is that they're really have very interesting parts of the app that's server-side as well. So we're seeing the single app actually spans client and server. So, for example, things like authentication and profile state generally data access and services access, kind of having all that funnel through the part of your app that's running on the server is a really important thing. And I think that's another area that the ASP Ajax stuff is very differentiated, because just like the other 300 Ajax frameworks, we have a powerful Ajax framework on the client, but we also have it very well integrated with the server-side functionality with ASP.NET.
Okay. I'm going to ask you at this point, what's new of late? We got a chance to talk in the fall.
There's a couple of new things going on. I got email that the team has ZBB for IIS 7 Beta 3. So the ASP.NET network going in IIS 7 is kind of well integrating the ASP.NET stuff into IIS 7. It's a remarkable update from IIS 6 in terms of being very componentized. The modules are very pluggable, so if you don't use some parts of IIS, you don't have to have it on your system at all. And it's really integrated well with with ASP.NET. The ASP.NET and IIS teams have collaborated really deeply on it. So that's coming out. I think the beta 3 date is sometime first half of this year.
One thing I've wondered about, we've seen with the big new year, Windows Presentation Foundation everywhere, and
so that is the Windows Presentation Foundation everywhere is also an interesting thing. If we switch back to the more kind of client centric, there are things that you can't even do with HTML, like for example, video and audio and vector graphics. And people are really interested. We've seen a lot of our customers tell us that they want to expose those things. And so we've done a CTP of this thing we're codenaming WPFE. And it's essentially a browser plugin that works on the Mac, on Firefox, on Safari, of course on Windows, and uses this XAML, this XML markup language to describe the application, the vector graphics in the application. It comes with a rich video and audio stack to it.
And so where is that? It's going to take a while before people do a lot of XAML, I think that's fair to say.
Yeah, well, so where it is now, we've done our second CTP of it. Just to give people a benchmark, I think we did 7 CTPs of ASP Ajax.
Okay.
I think we're going to probably do less CTPs of WPFE. I think we're kind of closer to the first ship of it. But relatively speaking, it's still early. I do think, though, if you're a developer wanting to do even richer stuff than you can do with HTML, it's a worthwhile thing to go pick up and go kind of kick the tires, play with it, see what its capabilities are, and then look for more stuff over, for the exact timeline to come out later this year.
Okay, and then Ajax, of course, people are getting widgets all over the internet that do dancing bear kind of things, and also some useful things. People like to create their own offerings. And so Microsoft, with the ASP.NET Ajax, has taken a different approach to source code. Is that fair to say?
So we're doing a couple of very interesting experiments with ASP Ajax. One of them is, as you mentioned, we're shipping the entire source code for ASP Ajax. Of course, we're shipping the source code for the JavaScript libraries. We're shipping those in a debuggable format, as well as a very crunched and compressed JavaScript format, so you can go debug the JavaScript. But we're also shipping the server-side stuff, so the actual code that runs on the server that implements our update panel functionality I talked about earlier, or our JSON proxy. The source code for that is all available, and we included the PDBs as well. That's the kind of debugging aid. So I've been having fun in my own app building. You can actually set a breakpoint in your app and then step into the framework source code, and you can see what's going on in the framework, and that helps you write less buggy and more proficient code if you know exactly what's happening in the source code. So I'm pretty excited by that. Too. The other thing that I think is very interesting, the other experiment we're doing, is we have the Ajax Control Toolkit, which is a set of 30 or 40 some controls that we publish with the community. It's a CodePlex project, and it's for all intents and purposes an open source project. So customers can come in, they can go contribute new controls, they can go and make changes to the controls we have. We have like three devs inside Microsoft who are working on it full time, and they're helping to make sure the level of quality is very high on the toolkit, so you can be sure it works in Opera and Firefox and whatnot. So there's a high degree of quality, and there's also kind of rapid innovation from the community. So that's definitely something very interesting to look at.
Brad, the move or the interest again in the client causing people to really have a more robust web client. Do you think there's issues there that people may start to move business logic back to there where they might have decided that was a bad thing for the last few years.
Yeah, there is certainly a trade-off in terms of, you know, where do you put your business logic and things like validation and whatnot. Do you put those on the server side or the client side? As with anything, it's very hard to come up with a cut and dry answer to that question. I do think that we should be careful about the data integrity and the kind of robustness of business logic that you can do on the server side. And so I think for many applications, the primary business logic being server side kind of makes the most sense, at least for the especially for the next few years, while the technologies are still maturing. I think leaving that core business logic on the server side makes sense. That said, though, there are some times where moving some aspects of the business logic, especially things like validation to the client, does make a lot of sense.
Okay, another question I had is, you know, with, of course, JavaScript coming back big time, you know, you can look at JavaScript and make sense out of it, especially if you wrote it. It does seem to give up a lot of the improvements that objects and types and
You know, JavaScript offer. Is a very flexible language. It's one of the most flexible languages I've ever worked with, and I think that's a very positive thing. I mean, the lifespan of this language in terms of its kind of broad usefulness is pretty broad because it's so flexible. The downside of that flexibility, though, is that it does kind of tend to lend itself to more to shooting yourself in the foot, more spaghetti code, more things are possible. So one of the things that when we started working on the Microsoft Ajax library, our own client-side JavaScript, just for our own developers' benefit, we decided to put some structure around the JavaScript code. So we used that very flexible JavaScript notions to institute ideas or to add to JavaScript things like classes and methods, object-oriented or component-oriented concepts, properties and events. And that that kind of level of encapsulation we found made it much easier for us to build out the Microsoft Ajax library, which is essentially Microsoft's a platform vendor, and so we think everything we're doing is platform. So when we do this Microsoft Ajax library, it's essentially a platform, and we think about it that way, and it helps both us develop it as well as we've heard from a number of third parties that kind of writing to that Microsoft Ajax library really puts a lot of structure on their JavaScript code, makes it much more readable and usable, and not to mention toolable. As we look at Visual Studio, the next release of Visual Studio, codenamed Orcus, it has really nice JavaScript IntelliSense and debugging support, and a lot of that is based on the structure and patterns that we use with the Microsoft Ajax library.
Okay, well, I appreciate your time.
Well, good. Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to your audience. It's fun to be here.